Today is, gosh, the 13th, January 13th, 2016, and we're going to do a lesson called Ideal Bending, number 446. So I record these lessons, download them onto the website, my website, so that you can go anytime to repeat a lesson or pick up any lesson to do, so they're there for you to use in the future. So as you're lying there, we always take a moment here in the beginning for you to start to become aware of yourself, starting to notice how are you lying on the floor today? How are you making contact? And so you start to take, again, your brain, your mind, into yourself, into your body, and you may want to start up with your shoulders, and asking yourself, again, inside your mind, how is each shoulder blade resting on the floor today? Do they feel the same? Do they feel different? And whenever you feel things feel different, the next question to ask yourself is, okay, what's different about how these two shoulder blades and arms are resting? There's something different. What is it? That's called awareness. And that's very important, because if you don't sense and notice these differences, what I just spoke about, change can't occur. So then traveling into your back. So go from your shoulder blades down into your mid-back, down to your lower back, to your pelvis. How is that part of you resting on the floor? Noticing your pelvis and your hips, same kind of question, right? Because we have two sides. Maybe one side of your pelvis or hip feels higher, lower. Maybe it's a word choice of tension or tighter, or one side feels more free. But again, you're starting to notice and observe differences, distinctions between the two sides of yourself. And then how are your legs lying on the floor? How is the space on the back side of your legs? So in particular, you'll notice the biggest area for space is around the knees, right? And just again noticing, is there more space behind one knee than the other? Does one leg turn out more than the other? And almost all of you do have a leg that turns out more than the other. See if there's a correlation for you that leg that turns out more, that there's a sense of ease up inside the hip joint and pelvis. And the leg that's kind of, the toes are like more straight, does that side have more tension? Slowly and gently, you're going to roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Again, you want to go slow enough with this movement so you can sense the rolling of going to the right and then the left. And is there a difference for you? Do you roll your head a little more freely to one side compared to the other? Excellent. And then as you bring your head back to the center, we're going to take a moment of just observing your breath and your breathing. So there's four parts to your breathing. There's the inhalation, and at the very end of your inhalation, there's actually a pause to go into exhalation, and at the end of exhalation is a pause. So you're just again becoming aware of these four parts of your breath and breathing, not changing them, not suggesting that, oh gosh, I should have a bigger breath in. Just stay with what you notice for yourself right now. And as you continue to become aware and notice your breath and your breathing, you're going to start a movement. It's a very subtle, small movement with your right leg, right knee, of starting to bend your right knee, and then you're going to straighten it again. Right? So what happens when you bend the right knee and then you straighten? And you don't need to bring it all the way up to standing. It doesn't need to be that big of a movement. It's just feeling the start of bending and the straightening. And some of you might, you know, depending on the mat, if your mat is in the way, you might want to move yourself up or down, you know, so that the foot isn't catching on the mat, right? So just the right foot. We're not going to go to the left yet. Just feel the bending and the straightening. And stay in this place where it's really effortless and easy. So there's a moment that if you were to bend the knee further, you will notice a change in your breathing. So first of all, you have to observe that moment. And then I'd like you to do less. So you're just bending softly and straightening with no attachments to, oh, I need to bend the knee a certain amount to get some maximum benefit. See if you can let go of that. And see if you can start to pay attention to ease and being effortless. So the moment there starts to become an effort, you straighten the leg. Okay, and let's pause for a moment. So it's nice, you guys are in rows. I'm going to call this the front row by the windows. Of course, middle row is pretty self-explanatory. And you guys are the back row. So the first row and the middle row, you guys are doing a really good job of staying below effort. And then my back row back here are my more aggressive students. So it just means that, you know, you think there's no effort, but I watch you and I see the effort. So I'm just going to encourage all of you to do less. Even though you think you're doing less, you can do even less, more less, lesser. Okay, let's try it again. So soft, you're going to bend and straighten. No expectations of how much you need to bend. Just bend and straighten. Make sure that the mat is not inhibiting you. Bend and straighten. Remember, do less. So if anybody brings their leg up to standing, that's about half too much. It's like, wow, she wants me to do that little? Yeah, much better. So you're bending just the right leg. Stay with the right leg. Sliding the heel, there's no lifting. So the heel starts to slide towards your butt. Beautiful. and then it straightens. Now you're going to add in a second movement. At the same time that you're starting to bend the right knee and slide the right heel up, you're going to lift your head to look towards your right knee at the same time. And then you lower the head and slide the foot away. So something now needs to occur with your breathing to have these two movements go together. Is it best to inhale as you move, or do you think it's more optimal to exhale as you move? So what I'd like you to do is try both and figure it out. There is a more optimal, again, not right or wrong, it's optimal. What makes sense? Okay, pause with your leg, pause with your head for a moment. And we'll just do the movement of your head. So think about when you lift your head, what starts to happen with your chest and also your belly. So this is also relating to what we left off with back at before the holidays, of starting to get the abdominal, the core part of ourselves engaged. So can you feel when you start to lift your head, right, the abdominal muscles pull in? So what goes well with that, with your breathing? To inhale or exhale? Yes. See, you're also smart. Yes. Why would you want to inhale? You were already exhaling, but it's good to ask yourself. Think about it. So when you exhale, can you feel that your chest and your lungs and your core fold? But if you take a breath in and try to lift your head, you're working against yourself. Yes, of course you can ask a question.
Why then, like, why would I be the opposite? Like, why would I be doing that to myself?
That is an excellent question. Why do we do things that are difficult? Right? Do we do that on every level in our life? Trust me, I'm signed up too. That's why I've been doing this work my whole life. I keep on trying to stop my bad habits.
I'll go to someone else for that part of it. Just, why would I be doing that?
Let's see if we can answer it as we go along. But first of all, I just commend you for noticing that. It's like, okay, I think that it's better to take a breath in. So what it means to take a breath in is that you have adopted a habit of holding while you move. So let's try it again with the leg. So you're going to bend the right knee, slide the heel up, lift your head, and exhale. And here's the thing. Once you feel that you can orchestrate this together 3 or 4 times, where it's really starting to get easy and familiar. So we're replacing, right, the old habit with the new. It's in your brain. But you have to reach the place of ease and effortlessness for the system to understand this makes more sense. Excellent. So maybe one more time and we'll pause again. Beautiful, Lynn. And as you're resting now, ask yourself, how am I resting on the floor now? Is anything different in myself? But in particular, what about the right hip and the right leg? What about your chest? Is the right leg now turned out more? You okay? Okay, so we're going to go to the left leg. And I'd like you to just think for a moment before you start the movement how you're going to do the left leg. So what did you just learn about bending the right knee? So is it bending the right knee? Is it the sense of the heel dragging up towards your buttocks? Where was your mind, or where did your mind go to orchestrate the movement? And then you're going to start to do this with your left leg, finding that place of softness and ease. Excellent. So you just start when you're ready. Everybody's at a different time, place because of their thinking. So remember, there's no lifting, and we're just going to do the leg. We'll add the head in later, but just the leg. It's a slide. No lifting, right? Bending and sliding the heel. And notice how quickly this leg is already attuned to the place of ease. Wasn't it a lot quicker to get there? Right? Is that the case for everyone? Right? You knew so much quicker, oh, this is what she's after, right? This is what we're looking for. That is how quick and how smart your brain is if you just let it do the work. Because it already knows what you asked on the right side. So it's already translated what to do on the left side. It's quick. Now, can you add in the lifting of your head? As you exhale, the softening of the chest, the feeling of the abdominals, the core. As soon as you lift your head, the core pulls in. And you find this place of ease and effortlessness to orchestrate those movements. Right? I mean, certainly there's a level of effort because it takes effort to lift your head, right? But you're looking for the least amount of effort where it feels free and elegant and soft. And there's not a holding of your breath. That you can exhale, bend the knee, and lift the head. You good?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead. So go ahead and see about that on the left side. Beautiful. So take this another step further for yourself. Some of you do the leg feel first, excuse me. Some of you lift your head first. So really pay attention. How can you orchestrate the movement of your head and your leg so that they're simultaneously beginning together? Right? All these little details. Beautiful. Okay, let's pause for a moment. And what is your name?
Allie.
So we're going to do something just for Allie because she's in this place of wondering. And we all ask this question about ourselves. why do we do what we're doing? And what's interesting about this is kind of more of our ego part of the mind. We think if we know the answer, we'll correct it. But that's not how you correct it, is having the answer. The way that it changes is having a different experience. But this is what we're going to do for you, okay? Because you still haven't gotten to the different experience yet. I know. I watch everything that's going on. So this is for Allie, but it's also for some of the rest of you in here, okay? So we go back to the right leg, or do you want to stay with the left leg? Left leg, okay. Is that good? Okay. Left leg. So your legs are long, okay? So this time when you bend your left knee, and let's just start with this, you're going to keep your head down, but you're going to intentionally take in a breath and hold your breath. So you're going to do the opposite. So you're going to take in a breath as you bend the leg and exhale as you straighten. Good. Now, as you do that, you're going to lift the head too. So intentionally, fill the lungs, hold, try to lift the head and bend the leg. Okay, she says it's easier. So what makes it easier? Keep going. You're doing good. Excellent. Let's change the legs. Same thing. So take in a really big breath, hold, bend the right knee and lift the head. There's nothing wrong with Allie in the room, by the way. There are so many of us that walk through life, and the way that we orchestrate movement is through holding our breath. Okay. Pause. So we're going to try something else. We'll circle back around, okay? So to answer your question, Allie, what I'm going to have you ponder over, not just here, and I don't want you to think about it too much here, but this concept of holding. Somehow, somewhere in your life, you put together holding and moving. But that's okay. Your body's going to learn about changing that. Okay, so let's go back to the right leg, but we're also going to involve your left arm. So I'd like you to bring your left arm up to the ceiling. So straight up to the ceiling. And we're actually going to start with your left arm and your head, and then we'll weave in your right leg. So you're going to start a movement of thinking of reaching towards the ceiling, but could you also think diagonally, as if you were going to reach your left arm towards where the right knee is. So let's just do the reaching of the arm, and again, then letting it go. So you keep the arm up, but you reach, and then you just come back to the beginning, right, our starting movement. And then you're going to add into the movement of your arm the lifting of your head. So you're going to lift down towards the right knee. And if you notice, you'll have your right arm down along your side. It's optimal to have the palm down. Excellent. So you reach and you look. Beautiful. And then you reverse it. And then think again about the movement, or not the movement, the exhale of your breath, right? Lifting as you exhale. So, Allie, this is again for you. What occurs? Let's just change the question. What occurs when you exhale? And anyone can answer this. When you exhale and reach, what is your name?
Diego.
Diego? That's it. And then can you have this arm? Yeah, just like that. And then lower, let me have your arm. Excellent, Diego. Just loosey-goosey. So reach, lift the head. Ah. What happens in the entire chest and back when you do this with the exhale? Huh? Excellent. Let's take a break. So it feels, what was the word, stronger?
Yes.
So what do you think? You're on to something. But let's rest your arm. Let's break it down more. Why would it feel stronger? So what's under that umbrella?
It's like I'm engaging all the muscles.
Yes! Okay, Allie, that's for you. She's engaging a lot of muscles, more muscles. Okay, ding, 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 the back row. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, if you engage more of yourself, what occurs with the movement? Easier. Okay, so that's this, that. The answer is in this for you, Allie. Okay. Let's go back. Are we having fun? I'm having fun. I guess that's all I care about. You guys are like, oh, she's a fruitcake for a teacher. So we're going to go back. We're going to reach with the left arm, lift the head, and bend the right knee. Right? The right knee. Diagonal. Right arm is by your side. As if we might come up to sitting. What happened to the head? Right? The head lifts. You exhale, beautiful Bonnie. That's it, Lynn. Right, so if we keep on reaching and lifting the head and looking at that right knee and, oh, we could come all the way up to sit. And how convenient that the right arm is right there along our side. And then you roll yourself back down. So how are you using your entire self? Or maybe the question is, back to my sweetheart over here, Allie. Oh, it's easy. Doesn't it? It feels good, doesn't it? Okay, so let yourself roll back. Easy, easy. And we're going to pause right there. Use that arm. Hey, let go of this arm. Come on. Use that right arm. Yes. Now come back up. Belly forward. Round the belly. Soften the chest. And, oh, doesn't that feel great in the back?
I feel it.
Go back. Okay. Allie, have you come to any conclusions? Okay, so for you, if go back to you think it feels easier using holding your breath.
Okay.
So let's try that. Everybody rest. So Allie, reach your arm. You're going to lift your head, hold your breath. Is it really easier?
Maybe easier is not hard. It's more.
Okay, do it again. What part of you is doing the most work? This is going to be huge for you. Your whole life will change after this. But you need, I'm not going to give you the answer. I want you to feel it. Keep doing it until you feel it. What part of you is doing all the work? Raise your arm. Do it again.
Here.
There, and what's connected on the backside?
Back.
Your neck. Hmm. I'm going to bet that she's had neck and shoulder, upper back issues. Am I right? Oh. would I know that, right? I just watch how you move. Okay? So you do everything from there. You wanted to know what you did. So try it again. The reason, it's not that it's more difficult. It's unfamiliar. You have such a strong habit, work from here, work from here, that when you soften this and you work from your trunk, it's just less familiar. It's not harder. It's just foreign. It's like, gosh, nobody's pointed this out to me before in my life. Do you see why stretching doesn't matter now? She could stretch till she's blue in the face and her neck and shoulders will continue to hurt her for the next decade. Because she has no awareness of how to get in her trunk and change the movement to a different way. Now that she's learning it, her neck and shoulders won't hurt anymore. But it wasn't from stretching. She had to learn something. You're learning, right? Spread your legs a little. So you're going to reach with the left arm. Use, that's it. Soften that chest. Now really round. Fold. Round. Drop your chin into your chest. That's it. Let this go. Oh, that is what I want you to feel.
Oh, okay.
Oh! So, excellent. And now you can lean on your right, yes, right hand.
Okay.
And don't forget about that right knee. So let, yes, soften, soften. Round, soften that back. Oh, how's that coming along?
Okay, totally different.
Totally different. Okay,
yeah.
So that's beautiful. And now at the very end, you can bring your belly forward.
Breathe out naturally. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, see, you're so smart. Beautiful, you guys. Okay, let's rest. Bonnie's so good at taking care of herself. So rest, just see what's going on and we'll go to the other side. So if some of you are feeling like, you know, this is always hard as an instructor. Some of you might be feeling, oh my God, we're taking so long with this and stuff. One of the things, again, it's all about learning to learn, right? Like this is like, you know, to be in a class. Everybody is at a different place. And you can either get irritated, it could feel like, oh, we're going so slow and it's so redundant, or you can seize that opportunity to continue to ask yourself, how can I get this softer? How can I get this better? What do I need to learn? In a sense, wow, Sharon's giving us all this time, and I'm going to use this time to get really aware of myself. Right? We're in such a rush in life, such a hurry, off to the next thing, off to the next thing, off to the next thing, that we don't even know what we just did 3 seconds ago, right? I don't know, it's crazy making with the computer and phone and everything's flying in front of our face so quick. To really slow down. So if you're feeling a little irritable, like, oh God, why are we spending so much time with this? See if you can shift your brain to, isn't it wonderful to have this much time to spend on this? You know, we're such in a place that if we do more and quicker, it's going to be better. I promise you, it's the deterioration of humanity. It is. Our faster, quicker, more is deteriorating us at a really phenomenal rate. We're killing the planet and we're killing ourselves. Okay, we're going to try the other side. So we'll have the left arm along our side, right, palm down. And let's just start with the reaching of the right arm, right? So let's just break it down. And again, you can either feel irritable or you can have a sense of enjoyableness by taking your time in reaching the arm diagonally over towards the left knee. Then adding in, when you feel right about it, adding in the lifting of your head. Adding in the softening of your chest. Adding in that you're exhaling. Adding in the bending of the left knee. Right? And so then eventually, right, eventually in time, as these parts of yourself are orchestrated together, you go towards coming up to sitting. There's no hurry though. And if you get to sitting, let go. Let go on the shoulder. Roll back. Soften. Soften. Give me you. Give me you. I can hold you. Let go. Let me have your whole body. Yes! See, I can hold you. There. So if you get up to sitting, okay, let's say you rush it. But then how can you now repeat it, softening it? How can you improve it? How can you find ease, elegance? How can you find doing this simple movement in a way that you've never moved in your life before? Ah, oh, beautiful, beautiful. Straight, yeah. So think here, yes. Ah. Oh. Beautiful. So what's really, really neat is you get to a place, and this young man that I'm working with, right? It made me so happy when he said it, but he's like, yeah, so you start feeling liquidy. You stop feeling joints and bones and muscles, and you just feel like you're liquid, like water, moving. We can put this a little bit out there and just soften. Yeah. So straighten the leg. Okay, and just think, soften, fold. Yes, beautiful. And then now roll, relax the back. Fold, fold, find the ease. Fold, there you go. Now, can you feel how that's engaging your core more?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right? You don't need to do sit-ups. You just do this.
Yes.
Okay, you don't need to do sit-ups. That's it, Diego, but you can come up more. Yes, he's learning about his core too. Right, your core is engaged with lifting your head.
So it's better to use your elbow?
Yes, and keep this arm down. Yes, you use the left arm next to you. Yes, of course, and remember, palm down. So you use it. You go from the palm down to the elbow, forearm. Right. Yes, that's it, Becca. Come up. Beautiful, Bonnie. Okay, let's take a little break. And then we're going to try to do one side and the other side. But take a moment to rest. How's everybody coming along? How's my back row for your first time? If you leave here with two things, A, that you learned something from me. I don't care what it is, you learned something. And number two, that something in you feels different. Those two things, it's worth coming back for. Promise. It's worth coming back. But if you're looking for, oh God, my back doesn't feel different, or you know, you can't, forget all that. It will feel different. Because you already are different. All of you are different than from when you walked in the room. I know you are, because I'm looking at you. You all are lying on the floor different, right? One of the hardest things to grasp onto with this work, but it is so profound, you guys. You're a system. You're like a car. So in a system, every single thing, every part of you is connected. If one place in you gets better, and that could be, for God's sake, your right big toe. One place gets better, the whole system reboots and gets better. It is so amazing. So all you do when you come here is each week, another little piece of you gets better, and another little piece. And as more pieces get better, the whole self is feeling better. And better, and all of a sudden, the neck and shoulder issue is gone. People want to attach it to a certain lesson. It has nothing to do with the lesson. It has to do with you improving yourself in the lesson. You learning. You improve yourself in the lesson, you get better. I don't know, I think that really rocks. That's why I've been doing it since I was 20. It inspires me every day. Okay, let's try. You're gonna come up with one diagonal and then the other. And I'm gonna let you just decide what arm you wanna start with, whatever diagonal. Just see what your body tells you to do. Right, so you're gonna come up one diagonal, you'll go back down, and then you'll try the other. And just have fun with it. Can you now feel a little more playful? Like you learned something, and so you're working with the ease, and then it's fun. Yeah. Remember, it's the opposite knee, opposite arm. And does one side feel easier than the other? Right? There's always, right? There is always, always, always room to improve or grow or learn. That's infinite. Okay, and maybe do it just one more time and then we'll rest. I know I have to finish up. I think there's a class after me. I forgot that this morning. My apologies. Okay, so when you finish, you'll just rest there on your back and just take a moment to notice, how are you resting now? What has changed? What's different? How do you experience yourself now differently? What did you learn? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and just see how the rolling of your head is now. But again, if you can just hold on to whatever one thing, or if there's a couple things that feel really different, just really take that in. I know for some of you that are new, that's going to be like a level of trusting me, but that is going to make a difference in your life. So we're going to roll to our sides, come to sitting, and then standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.